The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Once upon a time, there was a radio show called The Eric Metaxas Show.
It had an announcer named Todd, who was the handsomest announcer in the land. Eric was bitterly jealous of Todd's good looks.
But there was nothing he could do.
He just had to accept that cruel fate had made him as ugly as a toad.
Here's Toadface himself, Eric Metaxas.
Hey, Albin.
Yes, sir.
I always sound so excited. You know why that is?
Why?
It's just show business. Show business.
Yeah.
No, I am excited. I'm excited about our guest this hour, or was it last hour, Charlie Kirk. If you do not know who that is, you can watch this, by the way, on YouTube if you prefer to do that. Some people listen to the radio. Some people do it via podcast. But Charlie Kirk, tremendous guest. We're going to talk to him for as long as possible. And I just want to say to everybody, please be aware that we do 2 hours of this program a day. And if you want to make sure you don't miss anything, this is key, folks. Before I get to the couple things that I need to tell you, I want to mention, if you want to know who we have on every week, all you need to do is go to my personal website, ericmetaxas.com. When you go there, you'll see sign up for Eric's newsletter. That means once a week we will send you an update with links to every one of the guests with descriptions of who they are, what they talked about. We will begin linking to their books and articles. It's a great resource. If you're not getting the email every Friday, trust me, you're missing something, because I want everybody who listens to the program not to have to wonder, like, who did he have on yesterday? What was it? You can just see it right in front of you. And you can listen at your leisure or at your leisure, depending on what you prefer.
While eating a tomato or tomato.
Exactly. So I got to say that if you go to ericmetaxas.com and sign up for the newsletter, it'll cover a multitude of sins, because I always feel like I'm trying to communicate all this information through my mouth and we don't have enough time and I talk too much anyway. And so if you get that, it sort of sums it up. There's photos, there's links. It's all there every single week for you, ericmetaxas.com. Just sign up. We won't barrage you. We won't annoy you. We will try to be sensitive to you. And, of course, you can delete it if you're busy. But I promise you, there's so many resources. Go to ericmetaxas.com, sign up for that, and you'll thank me. Okay, Albin, we have good news. I always want to start with the good news. The good news, food for the poor.
Yes.
We have raised, our goal was to raise $37,000.
Right.
I did not think we were going to make it this time.
I know.
And so we're begging our audience.
Yeah.
Our audience is so generous that not only did we make the $37,000, we actually hit $91,772.
Yes.
It is so wonderful, and I want to say again and again and again, thank you, thank you, thank you. Those of you who participated, it's just incredible. So we have raised all that money. Now, we have to talk about the prizes. If you gave something, your ticket is in the hat to get.
And we have so many tickets to put in the hat.
So it's a grand prize. I want to say that we're going to choose one grand prize winner. The grand prize winner gets a virtual library. Actually, no. Not a virtual library, because people think of virtual like it's not real books.
Right.
It's real books. Yeah. It is a veritable library. It is an instant
library.
You're going to get 50-something books. About 15 of them are written by yours truly. Actually, more, because there's several copies of Donald Builds the Wall, Donald Drains the Swamp. Donald Builds the Wall is not out yet. You can pre-order it, obviously, online. Donald Builds the Wall is my prophetic statement. With my third heaven authority, I speak it to the universe. And Donald Builds the Wall, and it is done.
Yeah.
And the same with Donald Drains the Swamp. It's a prophetic statement. But these are children's books, which are also appropriate for adults. But if you get the grand prize, you get everything, including three copies of Donald Builds the Wall, three copies of Donald Drains the Swamp, three copies of Miracles, copies of Amazing Grace, copies of Bonhoeffer, copies of Amazing Grace in German, Bonhoeffer in Dutch and Chinese. I mean, are we making this up?
No, it's
this
crazy.
This is all true, okay? So you get all kinds of crazy stuff, and then you get tons of books from people who have been on this program. Really, really, really wonderful people who've written wonderful books. You're going to get copies of those books. We just mentioned Rachel Campos Duffy.
That's
you get
right.
a copy of her book, Paloma Wants to Be Lady Freedom. It's just a ton
and
of stuff.
And three copies of my Hamster Holmes
books. Three copies of your books.
Three different books.
And a fourth copy of your book, B.S.
Bentley.
B.S. Bentley,
Beyond Belief.
People,
oh boy.
You're going to get a veritable library, an instant library. Now, if you don't want all those books and you say, you know what, I won, thank you very much, I just prefer maybe, you know, 10 copies of your books, Eric, signed or something, we'll do that for you too. But if you get the grand prize, you get all this stuff, plus you get Eric Metaxas Show baseball caps,
T-shirts.
We're going to throw in some of the new mugs. It just goes
on and on. Yeah.
You're going to be embarrassed that you won. You're going to say, I don't deserve this.
You don't,
but you're going to win it anyway.
And we're going to be doing the drawing early next week because we're still putting the names in the hats and totaling it up. And there's
this
Florida thing.
This brings us up to Dorian.
Yes.
Because of Dorian, which by the grace of God has been seriously downgraded at this point, we were not able to get the details of who gave what from the Food for the Poor headquarters, which is, guess what, in South Florida. Yeah, so they're shut down. So as soon as they get back up and running at Food for the Poor, we'll get all this stuff. We will pick a winner, and then because you've been so generous, we're going to pick a second winner.
Yes.
We have a second grand prize drawing. That was not advertised, but we just said when we made all this money for Food for the Poor, so we got to celebrate. So we're going to give a second gift to someone else. And anybody who gave $200 gets a signed copy of Donald Builds the Wall. Anyway, all this stuff will be taken care of. But the main thing is to say thank you and to warn you that if you win, we will contact you. And a tractor trailer is gonna bury your car in books. You're not going to say, where's my car? And what's that pile of books out there in the driveway? Oh, you'll see.
You'll see.
Okay. All right. So we got to say all that. We also two quick announcements before we go to our guest, Philip Yancey. Today is Wednesday. Tomorrow and Friday, we have the great Charlie Kirk on this program.
Oh.
Yes. If you don't know who Charlie Kirk is, you will. He is one of the most brilliant young men I've ever met. I'll let him tell his story on this program tomorrow and Friday. But he's a gift to my mind. He's a gift to the country because he's very clear-thinking, well-spoken, and cares about the things that I care about, like American-style self-government and liberty and all those things that the founders
gave us. Crazy
stuff. So we got Charlie Kirk coming up. We also should announce, Albin, that if you have any friends in New York out there, if you have any friends in New York, this program is now on 970 a.m. at 10 p.m. Okay, so 10 o'clock at night. We used to be on like in the middle of the night, whatever, 11 o'clock to 1 a.m. We are now on at 10 p.m. in New York City, 970 a.m. There are so many people in the greater New York area. The fact that we are on a station with this kind of power in New York, please do me a favor. Tell any friends you have across the New York area, the tri-state area, 970 a.m., 10 p.m. every weekday night. We're on all right. across the country, but, you know,
I know,
New York
we were
is kind of big.
Kids that were delivering papers used to listen to the Eric Metaxas show originally. So they moved us to a better
hour. Yeah. So Thank if you know anybody, 970 a.m. The Answer, 970 a.m. That's 10 p.m. to midnight every weekday night in New York City. We're thrilled about that.
Yes.
And then actually, before we go to our break, I should mention, just because I keep wanting to mention it and forgetting, if you are familiar with MyPillow, MyPillow.com, you've seen the ads on TV. Mm-hmm. They always give you a code, you know, on TV, like put in this coupon code. Folks, don't do it.
No,
don't do it. You need to put in the code Eric or Metaxas. I'll tell you why. We have a special discount with our friend Mike Lindell at MyPillow.com.
Right. He likes us the most.
He likes us the most. He's a big sponsor of this program. And all I'm telling you is forget those other codes. Those are all Democrat codes.
They are.
Secular liberal. You don't want those codes. They're complicated, hard to remember. Just put in Eric or Metaxas. If you put in Eric Metaxas, you Bob's your uncle. Thank you for listening.
Hi, Dennis Prager here. I want to let you know about a new product available at the Prager Store. It's offering the audio version of the Rational Bible Genesis on CD, narrated by the extraordinary Tom Parks. He's been recording bestsellers for 30 years. I personally picked him, and you will love listening to him read Genesis. Listening or reading, I hope these are life-changing for you. In fact, I know they will be. Of that, I am absolutely certain. To buy the Rational Bible Genesis audiobook or the autographed hardcover, go to PragerStore.com.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free. Call 1-800-424-8908. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-424-8908. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. 1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's Home Advisor. Home Advisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
So when people first hear about MediShare, they have questions, some really good questions, starting with the obvious, what is it? Well, MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's not health insurance. It's a different way of doing things, which leads us to the next question. Why do people do this? Why do they become MediShare members? Here are two of the biggest reasons. Number one, people feel good about it. They're not trapped in a plan that makes them pay for things they don't believe in. They know their money is going to help people. And the second reason, people save a lot of money. Maybe you've heard us mention the typical family saves about $500 a month switching to MediShare. And one more big question, does it work? The answer is yes, 1,000 times yes, or 400,000 times, since that's how many MediShare members there are, and they've shared over $2 billion in medical expenses. So easy to find out right now how MediShare can work for you. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE, 844-45-BIBLE.
When people talk about being organic or fair trade certified, what does that really mean? At Boll & Branch, that means not just the highest quality materials, but that you're helping positively impact thousands of farmers and factory workers all around the world. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. Our signature soft sheets are made exclusively from the finest organic cotton on earth. They start out soft and get softer and softer over time. Boll & Branch cotton is 100% rain-fed and non-toxic, free of pesticides, chemicals, and other artificial substances that you don't want touching your skin. Which means they're not only safer for you and your family, they're also safer for everyone involved in making them. Plus, you get 100 nights to fall in love with your new Boll & Branch sheets, but you'll only need one. Shipping is always free. And right now, get $50 off your first set of sheets at BollandBranch.com with promo code CALM. Spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code CALM for $50 off. BollandBranch.com. Promo code CALM.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. I promised you part two with Charlie Kirk. Delivered. I keep my promises. Charlie Kirk, welcome back.
Thank you so much, Eric.
I want to talk to you. We'll turn the page here and talk about the upcoming election. I find the current crop of Democrats to be somewhat entertaining to watch, I guess I would say, because I don't see anyone among them who I think could possibly become president. Mm-hmm. What is your sense of who's out there?
Look, I wrote a piece that essentially was a warning sign. I think Elizabeth Warren is going to be the Democrat nominee. And I think if she runs the correct race, which there's no indication that she will, she's going to be very difficult to beat. And I just think that generally, I mean, I believe that we as conservatives should always play from a position that we're 7 points behind. Bear Bryant used to say that, and that's why he was one of the greatest football coaches ever. You always got to play like you're 7 points down, and then you'll win every game. And I think there's too much I think we have too much confidence on our side right now. Everywhere I go, people are, oh, Trump's going to win. I'm like, not so fast, my friends, to use a Lee Corso analogy from ESPN. Not so fast, my friends. I think that there's a lot more pent-up anger than we always give attribution to.
Yeah.
And I think what makes Elizabeth Warren particularly dangerous, she blends outward socialist beliefs, which is very dangerous on a policy side, and then populist beliefs, anti-corruption, anti-lobbyist, anti-DC sentiments, and she blends them together almost like if socialism and populism had a child, that would be Elizabeth Warren. That kind of combination, I think, is lethal both on a policy and could be very, very difficult on a political side. And I think the biggest issue in our country by far is corruption in government, by far. The reason why we can't get this stuff done, the reason why we can't get a wall done, the reason why we can't hold James Comey accountable is because the United States Congress and all the institutions of government are bought and paid for by the wealthy few and the well-connected, the people that went to the right schools, that hire the right lobbying firms. This is a bipartisan agreement in our country. This is why Donald Trump is president of the United States, because people were so fed up with Republicans and so fed up with Democrats. They said, you know what? He's going to go and he's going to go disrupt it, and he's just going to go make some – just go throw up the tables. Just say enough is enough. Yeah. And I think Elizabeth Warren could possibly challenge President Trump on that terrain better than most of the Democrats.
I guess I have a crazy theory, which I've shared a couple of times, and I don't care if it's true. It just strikes me as quite possible that the Democrats, the current crop, are going to continue to eat each other alive. In other words, you see that because there are enough of them, they can always go after the front runner. And so whoever the front runner is, they're going to go after that front runner. So if Elizabeth Warren becomes the threat that she is becoming, there are people waiting in the wings, whoever that is, to go after her, whether it's Kamala Harris or whoever. In other words, I think that process hasn't played itself out yet.
Mm-hmm.
So it strikes me that it is possible that eventually – all of those on the Democratic side will be so damaged, will be fatally damaged. And I think that the Mandarins in power will say, we want to be Trump. We can't be Trump with anybody right now.
Mm-hmm.
And this is like my sci-fi novel. Out of the weeds, like an old moss-backed bass, will come Hillary Clinton to save the country. I'm convinced that she's watching her TV every day and saying, I'm way more qualified than anybody out there, but I'm too much of a, you know, I'm so qualified that I'm not going to get into the fray with them at this point. I'm just going to sit back until they understand that they need me to save America and that this time I'm owed the presidency. And if anybody's owed being the first woman president, I'm that person.
Potentially. I mean, I just don't think from a timing standpoint there's any indication that that's going to happen. But the if you look at the Democrat field, it's it's very deficient in a lot of different ways. But I think to underestimate them is a mistake on the conservative side.
I totally agree.
Elizabeth
with that.
Warren is drawing 12,000 people in Minnesota, 15,000 people in Seattle, Washington. She's drawing massive crowds. And remember, the crowd size is one of our big selling points that we as Trump supporters always point to. Look at the crowds. And that's,
is Bernie Sanders not drawing big
not
crowds
as big
in those
as
two cities?
No. But mind you, if you add up the Warren and Bernie support, you have the nomination. I mean, it's such that simple. I mean, that coalition together. So you have to ask yourself, what is the ethos and the theme of the Democrat Party? You can always kind of – you can fit – you most of the times this works, not always. You can find it. So where is the party and then which candidate's best going to fit into this ethos? So the ethos in 2015-16 for the Republican primary was the opposite of Jeb Bush. For 18 months, the conservative base was told – Take your cough medicine. You're going to have to get used to Jeb Bush. He's not as bad as you think. And the conservative base just got more and more angry. They're like, we are not going to nominate Jeb. Remember, he was just built up in the media as the next guy, and you know, he's going to be the next one in line. And different than what you and I predicted, because I didn't support President Trump in the primary. I wasn't opposed, but I supported Ted Cruz. I thought it was going to be, this is our chance to get a doctrinaire conservative, someone who really understands it. It wasn't. Instead, there was a populist uprising of anti-DC, blow it all up, someone who can't be bought, someone that can't be compromised. That was the ethos of the party. And I think the ethos of the Democrat Party right now is anger, revenge, a bloodthirsty type posture. And also, they believe very, very, very particularly in racial and gender-based identity politics.
Well, okay, but doesn't that make the case that the swing voter is ultimately not going to go for that?
I hope so.
I mean, I don't see your average American going for that.
So here's my second kind of premise, is that I think there's a hidden socialist voter in America. I think there's more socialists than we far understand. People that have voted Green Party, people that have stayed on the sidelines, the same way that there are hidden Trump voters. That as President Trump wonderfully says, they came out of the hills, they came out of the valleys, they came out of the lakes. I don't know what they were doing in the lakes. You know, he has that wonderful thing. What were they doing in the lakes? You know, he has this thing he says at every rally.
Right.
Same with Elizabeth. With Elizabeth Warren, they're going to come out of the basements. They're going to come, you know, they're in their mother's basement.
And they all live in the basement.
But there's more socialists out there than I think we realize. This country has swung more to the left than we could ever imagine.
Oh, I know.
And I deal with it every single day on college campuses. Youth voter turnout, if youth voter turnout goes to 2008 levels, there are very, very few roads to the White House for President Trump. Very few. If whatever candidate, such as Elizabeth Warren, runs the presidency straight through college campuses and does it successfully, that's a fire alarm for conservatives. And if youth turnout can get to the levels even close to 2008 and somewhat of 2012, such as 56% turnout.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, all the voting models are thrown out the door. All of them. There's not enough rural voters to offset.
You're right. Well, actually, this gets to my bet noir, my bugbear, is that it's all about the media. The reason you have so many young voters who think this way is because they've been drinking. They've been fed this Kool-Aid over literally the last 40 years. The media has been owned by people who think this way. And except for, you know, maybe Fox News, that's about it. I mean, the idea that CNN and MSNBC could be spewing these things every single day and that most of the institutions, I mean, you know, you name the magazine, whatever it is, it's coming from that point of view. And I think that if there's any failure on the side of those who've been conservative and traditional Americans is to ignore building institutions beyond Fox News.
Right. And where did that come from, though? The ultimate institution where I focus my daily task, which is the university.
Yeah, absolutely.
The universities have been so corrupted.
That's right.
I mean, the university today is more corrupt than the Catholic Church pre-Martin Luther. I mean, we are seeing not just a cultural but an ideological and intellectual corruption at the university, the levels of which is just cannot even be digested by the average American.
Well, I always say I was at Yale in the early and mid 80s. Yale was utterly politically correct. Then, that's like a million years ago, utterly, I mean, quite exactly where we are today. Now, I think, okay, so it started then. If you read Buckley's book, God and Man at Yale, you find out the Yale of the late 40s was taken over by communists and secularists and liberals of every kind. So this is something that has essentially been with us, I would argue, since the 20s in these elite circles.
Yes.
But it has trickled down through the decades so that now it's finally bearing fruit.
That's right. And so where did the New York Times editor get these ideas from? Where did Rachel Maddow get these ideas from? Where did Hillary Clinton was a Goldwater girl till what? Till she went to college. So we at Turning Point USA believe whatever happens on college campuses will soon happen in the halls of Congress. That until we get to the root causes of our cultural and institutional decay, we're just going to keep on trying to win elections on the margins. And there are so many students that are starving for the other opinion, starving for truth. There has to be many, many different things that happen, and not the least of which is, I think, a total recalibration in the way that we view college in our country.
I'm with you. I'm totally with you.
We ask our high school seniors, where are you going to school? Not why are you going to school? If you ask why are you going to school, you will not get good answers. My parents are making me. Well, are they the ones taking out the student loans? Yeah. That's a really bad reason to go borrow $100,000 because your parents are making you do something.
Right.
Or it's close to home or good football or I don't know, everyone else is going. We are asking students to make one of the most consequential financial decisions that will impact them the rest of their life with very little understanding of those implications, no understanding of the debt limit that will be placed on them whatsoever.
Okay, we're going to be right back talking to Charlie Kirk. Folks, this is the Eric Metaxas Show. My website, ericmetaxas.com. The radio website, metaxastalk.com. I know you won't go away, so I won't even mention it.
Nice again. Like you.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Hurricane Dorian has flooded homes on North Carolina's Outer Banks, forcing people to retreat to their attics. Hundreds are feared trapped by high water. Meanwhile, hundreds of people have gathered at a port and airport, hoping to escape a Bahamian island devastated by Dorian. International aid efforts are gaining momentum, even as emergency crews still hunt for survivors and the missing. 5 days after Dorian blasted the Bahamas, at least 30 people are confirmed dead. Britain's House of Lords has approved a bill designed to prevent the country leaving the European Union next month without a divorce agreement. The law, backed by opposition lawmakers and conservative rebels, compels Prime Minister Boris Johnson to ask the EU to postpone Brexit if no divorce agreement is in place by October 19th. Stocks are higher, the Dow ahead 99 points. This is SRN News.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare contracts, and in the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare contract, you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit, 800-620-8844. That's 800-620-8844. 800-620-8844.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. How much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
Email phishing attacks cost businesses billions annually in real cash, data loss, and brand damage. Phishing emails are hard to detect because the messages appear to be legitimate to unsuspecting employees. Introducing Barracuda Fish Line, a groundbreaking cloud-based solution designed to help employees recognize sophisticated email phishing attacks through interactive training reinforced by continuous simulation. Transform your employees from a liability into a line of defense. Go to barracuda.com/PL to learn more.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black.
Actually, I don't wonder. I've heard the song enough times that I now know. Hey, folks, I'm talking to Charlie Kirk, the Eric Metaxas Show. Charlie, what's the story?
Well, I want to talk. I just was making a point off camera that I want to make, that there's this University of Southern California college admission scandal. And this kind of ties into the focus of American families and parents to try to get their kids into the best colleges.
Right.
And I compare this, to use an analogy similar that I used previously, to the selling of the indulgences of the Catholic Church before the Reformation.
No, nobody has made that analogy. That is quite good, Charlie.
Thank you.
That is very good.
Thank you.
That's good. Wow. It's kind of weird because I know, I mean, I can speak from experience in the sense that I grew up in a working class home. European immigrants came to America, gave me traditional values. We love this country. We grew up in communism. We love mm-hmm. America. We love everybody. Okay. And I go to Yale University, the American dream. And I enter a world that I never knew existed,
mm-hmm.
a world that thinks the way Elizabeth Warren and Pete Buttigieg and the rest of them think.
Yes.
And because I was so naive, I started thinking, okay, this is the way the world is. And I didn't have enough clarity on what I believed to counter
yes.
that. And so I graduated and I realized it opens doors because everybody else has received the same kind of thinking. And it wasn't until I had my born-again Jesus freak experience mm-hmm. and then I started rethinking everything. But most people who go to these schools, they go because they think, you know, this is going to give me the credential. This is
That's exactly
They don't
right.
have any idea
well, and I'm gonna
what
go
it's going to do.
I'm going to go a step further. And so to use the idea of the selling of indulgences and play off of that,
yeah.
for the people that don't
yeah.
know,
yeah.
something the Catholic Church used to do to some individuals that wanted to go to heaven, they say, well, you have to give a certain amount of money, then you can go to heaven. I'm oversimplifying it.
Yeah.
There's a Catholic defense of this.
Actually, I could defend indulgences, but the
right.
point is
exactly.
became,
I'm not going to ask you
it became
to do that.
Corrupt.
But, right. And actually,
and that's what we're talking
that's
about.
That's what I was drawing on my yeah. memory of actually a really interesting defense of it that I heard once.
Yeah.
It became very corrupt.
Yeah.
And the sense was that people felt in order to get to the afterlife, they had to give a certain financial contribution. Now the equivalent today, instead of going into the afterlife, to get to the academic elite, you have to give a certain level of financial contribution. But what drives this? Why on earth would a parent think they have to give $1 million to University of Southern California or give $1 million to Harvard and say, my kid is not actually a lacrosse player, but he can be a lacrosse player. And I'm, for those listening to the
yeah.
audio version, I'm just putting my fingers up in air quotes.
Yeah.
What drives that? And they're afraid that
right.
when they go to the grocery store
yeah.
and they see other parents of kids in school, they're not going to have a good enough answer when they say, well, what's Teddy doing right now?
Right.
Oh, Teddy joined the military. Teddy's at a local community college. Or Teddy's taking a gap year. No, they want to be able to say, Teddy's at Yale
yeah.
University.
Yeah.
How's
yeah.
your son doing?
Yeah.
The ego of the elite parents
yeah.
is what drives this corrupt behavior. We cannot discount that.
Well, it's interesting because since we're both, believing Christians, we can also say that having gone to Yale, I now know that as a Christian, these things are worthless. In other words, these things are worthless practically speaking, but on another level, if you get your identity
yes.
from that, or if you get your identity from my kid goes to here,
oh my goodness,
you need to look in the mirror, Mr. and Mrs. America, and you need to understand you're living a lie, and as bad as that is, even worse, you're passing
totally.
This view of humanity onto your kids.
And it shouldn't be about where you went to school. It should be about how you act and what you believe and the type of character that is created. And I'll go a step further that the least tolerant, the least open-minded, and the least worldly individuals that I have come across are people in these Ivy League elite institutions. I mean, and there was a beautiful piece in the Wall Street Journal of this individual that calls herself a capitalist feminist. I don't know if you saw this piece. She was at the University of the Arts in Philadelphia, and she had this amazing moment where she was quoted because she's pushing back against radical, you know, third wave left wing feminism, where she said she had something where she mentioned Moses, and no one in the entire classroom
no.
knew who Moses was. Not a single person. You can't even talk about Moses anymore. And look, the best way to articulate the university is you have hyper educated individuals with no wisdom whatsoever.
Right.
And they have no worldliness. They are not taught the great books that built Western civilization. They couldn't tell you Descartes to Bacon to Hume to Locke. Instead, they read very, very dangerous ideology, which in itself should be read if you juxtapose it with other
right.
contrasting
right.
you know, philosophy. But they read it as pablum. They read it as dogma. They believe postmodernism is the only philosophy.
Right.
They believe that the idea of diversity of opinion is learning is Rousseau and Marx. That's their idea of diversity of opinion. And when you are not exposed to the Enlightenment ideals, all of a sudden you start to believe your own garbage. And you think that no other idea should exist. And that's where the culture of intolerance and anger from the left comes. It stems directly from the university.
Look, there's no doubt about it. I have lived this. And when I became a Christian and when I became politically conservative, I knew that I was leaving all those friends behind, that there was no way, not only that they wouldn't agree with me, but that they wouldn't tolerate mm-hmm. me, because they live in a world that says, if you tolerate that, you're a pig, you're a fascist. And they don't have the confidence. I mean,
yes.
let's be honest. The only reason I have the confidence I do today is because my confidence is in the God who loves me and who lives inside me. It's not that I'm brave. It's simply that he has revealed to me
yes.
the truth graciously. And I say, you know what? He matters. What people think doesn't matter, God forbid. But there are people walking around with a lot of fear, a lot of fear. And those are the folks we're talking about.
That's correct. Yeah. And Eric, you hit on something very important, which is, look, the amount of fear, angst, and anxiety in the American university is a direct result of the fastest growing religion in America, which is atheism. Atheism is a religion, and you and I could debate on this
yeah,
longer.
There's no doubt about it.
And I'll go a step further. Atheists convert and they seek to proselytize and evangelize more than American Christians do.
Actually, that's true. Now, we're going to go to another break. I want to pick that up when we come back. Folks, talking to Charlie Kirk, president and founder of Turning Point USA. Stick around. So high. Hey folks, Eric Metaxas here. There's something you all need to know about Relief Factor and about Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son owners. As you know, they're on a real mission to help as many people as possible get out of pain, and they've been a consistent sponsor of the show for several years. In radio, sponsors come and go. They may even stay for a year or so. It sounds like they're doing super, and then they're gone. Well, not so with Relief Factor. Pete and Seth are consistent year after year, and that's because tens of thousands of people are now taking Relief Factor every day for their back and neck pain. I'm one of them. Shoulder pain, knee pain, hip pain. And they are now in less or no pain at all. All these people, it's as simple as that. It works. That's why I've joined Pete and Seth on their mission to help you get out of pain today. And the first step is to order the 3-week quick start pack for $19.95. If you're still skeptical, remember, it's not just me. There are tens of thousands of other nice people who would happily tell you to give it a try. It can be done. It could be at your door in just 2 to 3 days. Go to relieffactor.com. Remember, relieffactor.com. It works. It works.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking 3 prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply. Absolutely free. Call 1-800-424-8908. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-424-8908. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. 1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
Hi, Dennis Prager here. I want to let you know about a new product available at the Prager store. It's offering the audio version of the Rational Bible Genesis on CD. If you or someone you know has a problem reading small print, or if you prefer to just sit back and enjoy the story, the audio version on CD is an excellent way to experience the teachings of my book. The Rational Bible, the Genesis volume, is narrated by the extraordinary Tom Parks. He's been recording bestsellers for 30 years. I personally picked him. Reviewers describe his readings as conversational, energetic, earnest, and sincere. He narrated Exodus, and you will love listening to him read Genesis. Writing this book has been part of my life's mission. Listening or reading, I hope these are life-changing for you. In fact, I know they will be. Of that, I am absolutely certain. In fact, even the living martyr who knows me as well as anybody living is listening to the book on audio. Very touched. And you liked it, didn't you? Loved it. To buy the Rational Bible Genesis audiobook or the autographed hardcover, go to PragerStore.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was finishing undergrad and got credit cards because I couldn't work full-time.
So that started the credit card journey for me.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
And then when I got married, we combined our credit card debt and it became impossible to pay off on our own. At that point, I was like, I don't know where to turn. And then I found Trinity.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
I initially was scared to call, and immediately I felt relief. I mean, in a matter of 3 years, we've already paid down $20,000 in credit card debt, which is huge.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Folks, this is the Erickman Taxes Show, talking to Charlie Kirk. Charlie, it's hard to talk to you because I agree violently with everything you say. So we're talking about so many different kinds of things. What do you see happening in the future? I think we're in a civil war. But then when you bring up Martin Luther, I realize we're also in a kind of we're experiencing the disruption mm-hmm. that is epical. It's something that happens, so rarely because there is so much shifting and changing and churning. Yes. And this president is a disruptor like no one I've ever seen.
No doubt. And so where do I see this going? And look, I mean, it can go in one of two dramatic ways. And elections matter a lot because they'll dictate courts, the tone of the country, policy, and I mean, that's just the basics of it. So look, the big culture war that's going on in America right now, and there's a spiritual war beneath this, is are you thankful or are you angry that you live in America? I hate to oversimplify things, but that's the best
way
I can
boil it down.
That's beautiful.
That's pretty good.
So so the Bible teaches us out of gratitude almost all other good things come after it. And I believe gratitude is the fruit of which that makes all other things taste good. If you are thankful, it's very difficult to be bitter after you are thankful. After you're thankful, you're probably more likely to be honest. You're more likely to be hardworking and courageous, so on and so forth. When you're angry, and what is the root of anger? When you're really angry, usually when you are what? Not thankful. So the lack of gratitude. The left is angry. The left does not have gratitude. They're not thankful that they are in America. First of all, they don't understand what America actually is. They don't know any different. They don't know that this is actually the greatest time to be a human being in the history of the world. It's not even close. Lowest levels of global poverty, most children in school, most children spend the most time in school, infant mortality declining rapidly. In fact, infant mortality is actually is as low in Africa as it was in 1950s in Europe. The gap is closing quicker than we could ever possibly imagine. We've eliminated 30 diseases in the last 30 years. This is happening so rapidly, and yet we're convinced that we have to be angry all the time. Now, do we have problems? Of course we have problems. The solutions that you and I put forward are based on opportunity and hard work and the individual and releasing the strain of government on people. However, we now have – that's one of the culture war divides. The second culture war divide is individually, because remember, we're just a collection of individuals. We like to think of ourselves as a collective, but first and foremost, we're an individual. When you encounter – negative circumstance, are you going to be a victim or are you going to be a victor over that circumstance? And we have an entire culture that is now putting a currency on victimhood. I call it the oppression Olympics. It's a it's a competition of
That's
who
yeah.
can suffer the most, of who can get the most amount of currency for their suffering. This is very dangerous, Eric, because the story of Western civilization, the hero's journey, that you articulate better than I ever can, and I just love listening to your show. It's such an honor to be here. That the individual goes through adversity, goes through suffering, and becomes a better person on the other side of it. In fact, the battle of the individual, the battle of the inner moral struggle, is articulated in the three biggest stories that built my generation. So what are those three stories? Lord of the Rings, Harry Potter, and Star Wars. Those three stories were the most popular novels right. and movies. All three are basically the exact same story.
Yeah. And of course, all of those are the same story going back to Homer. I mean, it just...
Of course.
There are not that many stories. If you're dealing with human beings on this planet...
Well, the left thinks there's unlimited amounts of stories, Eric.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why they have They have these weird, but you look at these Netflix, the reason why most of Netflix stuff is garbage is because it's garbage.
Yeah.
It's because they ignore the hero's journey and they try to have like fan fiction on somebody that enjoys really masochistic stuff.
It's actually very dark. I mean, I have to say.
That's exactly the right word for it.
It is spiritually dark.
Yes.
And you know, we can talk politics all day long, but at the heart of all this, and you said earlier, is a spiritual battle. When you talk about gratitude to God, that idea.
That's exactly right.
Think of this. Just before my lifetime, we had a president that said, ask not what your country can do for you, rather ask what you can do for your country. That is Reagan-esque.
Yes.
And it was out of the mouth of a Democrat. The idea that we were once asking that question, that a Democratic president was asking the question, ask what you can do for your country versus what can I get from my country.
Yes.
I would say that's the divide. The 60s is when everything really began to devolve, because what you just described about this victim mentality and the oppression Olympics, I remember vividly drinking that Kool-Aid when I was in college and effectively getting the idea that the man, you know, the bankers, the wealthy people, the elites, that they're bad. And that if I'm a victim, if I'm somebody that has, you know, maybe I'm more ethnic than you or whatever I can trade on, that I want that to fuel my rage and my anger. That was basically fed to me. And it's only by the grace of God that I escaped it.
Well, and so that goes back partly to Rousseau. And then to Marx.
Yeah.
So this is just a recalibration of the bourgeoisie versus the proletariat.
Correct.
But it's different now. The postmodernists, they rebranded it and remarketed it in the 1960s, where it's oppressor versus oppressed, mostly on your tribal identity group, that you are not an individual, but you're nothing more than the identity politic group of which you are a member of.
Right.
So it's not that you might be someone who's super smart and creative, have your own aspirations and dreams and your own philosophy. No. You're part of this identity politic group because of your skin color, your gender persuasion, and there's no way to break out of that unless your entire class does it collectively. This is against everything that we believe as a civilization and a culture. This is the garbage that they're teaching every single day at our university.
As I say, I know, and what amazes me is how it's hard for your average American to understand this, because the only thing, when you think of the media really are part of this. And, you know, places like Fox News, they don't really have the time to educate people. They're talking about the news of the day. So most people don't understand this is happening. And people think, oh, I write a check to dear old Yale or something like that. It goes to the football team. You are feeding the beast. And basically, I would say that those schools and the New York Times, all these things that have existed like seemingly forever, that they are on their way out, and they kind of know it, and it's why they are well, there was a great article I read recently that the folks at places like Yale don't know what to do. They're part of they're their own victims in a sense.
And so you asked, where are we going?
Yeah.
This is so Donald Trump is tasked to do something that very few leaders in world history have ever done, which is the revitalization of a declining nation state.
Correct.
Justinian did it, Charlemagne did it, Queen Elizabeth did it, Ronald Reagan did it, Maggie Thatcher did it. But what do they all have in common? It didn't last much longer after them.
Right.
And I believe what Donald Trump represents, and I have a book that tries to outline the ideas behind what he represents and the correct philosophy of it, is that the ideas that built the nation state must be preserved, protected, understood, and we could talk more about it after this break.
Thank
See, I did
you.
Your segue
Thank
for you.
Thank you. Very nice. We'll be right back.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free. Call 1-800-424-8908. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-424-8908. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. 1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott.
Earlier this week, Hurricane Dorian slammed the Bahamas, killing at least 30 people and obliterating countless homes. Former New York firefighter Captain Matt Bruce served as a first responder on 9/11. He offers an informed insight as to the recovery effort and the likely rising death toll, which rescue teams in the Bahamas are now facing.
This is going to be something where they may never find people again, but the destruction and the devastation, you have to go through everything hoping you're going to find someone alive. But what's going through everybody's mind is you've got to be careful, you've got to be safe, and you also have to provide for the sanctity of life. If anyone's alive, you're going to do the best you can to get them out of there.
Captain Matt, a talk show host with Salem Radio's WGUL AM in Tampa. On Wall Street, the Dow is ahead 87 points, the NASDAQ up 6. This is SRN News.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Final segment with Charlie Kirk. Charlie, I imagine there are many people who listen to this show who've just been introduced to you, and that I'm thrilled to think that. And they're going to want to know, hey, how can I get more of this Charlie Kirk guy? So tell us about your podcast.
So we have a podcast that's doing really well consistently on the Apple News podcast charts called The Charlie Kirk Show. So if anyone wants to do something that is of no financial obligation and you could do in 20 seconds or less to help save the Republic, every smartphone has the podcast app. So you go to podcast, type in Charlie Kirk Show, press subscribe, and leave us a review. That helps us more than you could ever possibly imagine. You could stay in touch with us. And if you're interested in learning about the work that we're doing on college and high school campuses across the country through our nonprofit that is the largest nonprofit of its kind on 1,400 high school and college campuses, go to tpusa.com. We have tens of thousands of students that attend our events every single year, the largest summit for young women, young black leaders, young Jewish leaders, young Latino leaders. We are doing everything we can to save the greatest country ever to exist in the history of the world.
You're 25 years old. So my final question is, when did you realize you were so freakishly gifted and talented? At what age did you realize? Because
well,
to be able to doing that, what you like, you don't need to know, but I know. When you're 25, able to do this kind of stuff, that's not normal. When did you have a sense that you wanted to do anything like this or that you would be able to do anything like this?
God works in mysterious ways, and the best thing that never happened to me was I didn't get into my dream school.
Yeah.
My dream school was the United States Military Academy at West Point. I applied, got nominated, which is the first step of a two-part process, and I didn't get in. And then all of a sudden, I was like, what am I going to do with my life? What am I going to do? And I decided to take a gap year and start this organization, Turning Point USA. And any entrepreneur that says they had the whole plan beautifully put together ahead of time, it's not true. Only way to get anything done is to start doing that thing that you want to get done. And then you'll probably fail a lot like I did. And then you're going to fail more. And then you'll have a little bit of success. And then you'll take two steps backwards from there. And then you might have a little bit of success. And then you build on that. It's all about momentum then. There's about discipline. Then it's about repeating that success and then more discipline on top of it.
We just have a couple of minutes. What kind of a home were you raised in? Did you know that you were conservative at a young age? Were you raised as a Christian?
Raised as a Christian, small c conservative. So it was not a very political household. My parents are much more political today than they used to be. They used to vote and always voted Republican. They would always vote for just one Democrat that was always run for Secretary of State in Illinois. That was but they were just your typical, just watching the O'Reilly Factor, not activists by any means, but they were always. my father in particular, always tell me how great of a country this was. I mean, it was, like, you don't realize how good you have it. My father's been to over 100 countries. My grandfather was high-level leadership at Pan Am. So my father went all across the world. He's traveled Africa, every continent. He's like, you have to realize, you live in the greatest country ever. I'm like, but Dad, my parents say this is a horrible place. You don't understand. Go to that computer, and there's like that old compact computer with dial-up, like, like type in what the most generous country is. Type in who's won the most Olympic gold medals. Type in where the biggest companies are. And it was like this self-discipline process. Yeah. It was never like Republicans are great and Democrats aren't. It was just we live in a beautiful, great country. And it was never that even there were forces within it that wanted to topple it. In fact, you know, now my parents are, wow, okay, now there's an entire political party that is determined to topple this thing from within. And I think a lot of people are waking up to that, to be quite honest with you.
That's kind of
and
the
like,
point.
They're that perfect example of it.
I love it. All right. Unfortunately, we're out of time. But, Charlie, what a wonderful thing finally to get you in the big studio. I look forward to more. Thank you for what you're doing, my
friend. Thank you, Eric. You're an American hero.
General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.